On this day, 30th March, 1971. Direct rule, likely. With Mr. Brian Faulkner, the new Prime Minister, facing a crucial meeting of the Ulster Unionist Council, opinion was hardening in political circles in London that if, like his predecessors, Mr. Terence O'Neill and Mr. James Chichester Clark, he is unseated by right-wing pressure, he will be Northern Ireland's last PM. Mr. Faulkner is facing a motion of no confidence in the government. It is likely that the SDLP will propose an amendment to the motion. Earlier speculation that Westminster may already have prepared a plan to take over if Mr. Faulkner goes was being accepted as fact in London over the weekend. Bluntly, the Sunday Times stated that he was firmly recognised as the Stormont government's last chance. Staff writer John Whale said Westminster had decided to step in at once and impose direct rule if Mr. Faulkner lost his political grip. Nationalist chairman under fire. Roderick O'Connor, MP chairman of the Nationalist Parliamentary Party, came under fire from a civil rights committee and the SDLP following a TV appearance. Carrickmore Beara Civil Rights Committee said Mr. O'Connor wasted valuable TV time and speculated on the personality cults, political play-acting and skullduggery with which Mr. Brian Faulkner is attempting to select a cast that can put a new face on the old body of unionism. Instead of indulging in raptures of joy about the appointment of Mr. Harry West as Agriculture Minister, Mr. O'Connor could have highlighted the malpractices which still continue in the OMA area. Paddy Devlin, MR, the SDLP whip at Stormont, said Mr. O'Connor's fulsome praise for Mr. Faulkner's recent cabinet changes does not reflect the views of the SDLP. Alliance, real threat to unionism. Alliance is the real threat to unionism. This is the view which members and officials of the year-old party feel has been confirmed following their recent conference. Mr. Richard Ferguson, former Unionist MP for South Antrim, has now joined Alliance. Alliance has 10 vice presidents, including Professor David Bates of QUB, Dr. Joe Cosgrove of Derry, Mr. Jack Fawcett, Portrush Hotelier, and Mr. Hugh Wilson, retired surgeon, Larne. Among the observers at Saturday's conference was Mr. Robert McConnell, the Unionist MP for Bangor, and two Fine Gael TDs, Mr. Paddy Hart and Mr. Billy Fox, later assassinated. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Significantly, the accession of Brian Faulkner, viewed in London as a hardliner, saw heavy Whitehall briefing on the possibility of direct rule. As liberal unionism began to gravitate to Alliance, Roddy O'Connor's praise for Faulkner showed how remote the old nationalist party was from minority opinion.